Yo, 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 what is going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Mr. One More Round's Madhouse. I wanted to drop this solo episode today because there's a lot of things going on in terms of my physical health, and it's all been self-inflicted. I've spoken in great lengths about setbacks and the weight gain I've had over the last couple years, but you know, at some point you get tired of talking, you know, and I think that's where I'm at right now. It's funny because I'm saying this on a podcast, but I'm just kind of at this point in my life where all the talking, and you know, look, I'm very self-aware, and I'm very cognizant of how things can appear to people. And the fact of the matter is, for the last year especially, I have been kind of a bipolar mess. And I'm not saying I'm bipolar, but I am saying that I've been all over the place. I've been very up and down, and I really am grateful for all the people who support me, because they have stuck with me through all the kind of chaotic up and down, all over the place posting, the emotional ups and downs, the weight up and downs, lately just ups. Well, no, now it's downs, but it was up for a while. It's tough because I put myself into this position of trying to motivate and inspire people. And in the process, I started to care more about everyone else than I did myself. And although that isn't a bad trait for somebody who's trying to empower people to have, it can be counterproductive when it starts to cost you your own health. And I'm not, and I want you to understand, I'm not blaming what I do for it. I'm blaming me, because I didn't prioritize my own well-being, because the fact of the matter is, if we're being honest, you post on social media, you get instant validation. And my life has been very, very stressful for the last year especially. I mean, the last 3 years, 3 to 4 years have been tough. But this last year, 2018, and I find it funny because so many other people I see posting about how I don't recall ever seeing so many posts by people about how tough a single year has been. And I don't know why. I don't know what the deal is with that. Like, why this year especially has been so tough for people. It's really strange though. Like, you would, like, I don't know why this, I don't know, who knows, right? There could be some fucking mystical reason, or maybe it's just coincidence, or who knows, you know, or maybe I'm just noticing it more because I've had such a rough year. But I want to stress the fact that everything I've gone through has been basically self-inflicted. None of the stuff that has happened this year really has anything to do with outside forces. You know, it's all stuff that I created, that I did, that mistakes I made. You know, not sticking to a plan consistently, whether it be working out or eating right. And here's what I know about myself, and I forgot this, I guess. You know, maybe I got arrogant. I don't really know, but I'm a food addict. You know, I'm addicted to eating. I'm addicted to food. It doesn't even have to be junk food. I just like eating. It just comforts me. And I know it is an addiction that was created in my young years because, you know, my mother, God bless her heart, she wasn't doing it on purpose, but whenever I would come home after being bullied and picked on and beat up, she would take me to McDonald's, or she would make me macaroni and cheese, or, you know, something like that, give me a piece of cake. She did that because it made me feel better. And that was, for me, I think, the genesis of my addiction. Now, I basically, you know, cultivated it and grew it on my own after the fact. That seed was planted, and boy, did I water and feed the shit out of that plant, man, because my addiction to eating is not just, I mean, you know, we call it a dragon, a demon. I mean, this motherfucker's like Godzilla. Maybe I should make a meme out of that. But it's crazy because I when all this stuff started happening with my dad getting sick and ultimately dying, I started reverting back little by little. And here's the thing. That's how, like, addictions work. It's so funny because at that time I'm thinking, man, look, I lost 200 and what was it? I was 462, 220. I lost 220 pounds up to that point, right? So I'm thinking, shit, I gotta hold on this, man. I'm fucking golden. I can have pizzas here and there. I can have blah, 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 blah. And there was no structure to it. It was all just on a whim based on how I felt that day. And I forgot that I am not a person who can just use his emotions as a gauge for when I should, eat certain foods, right? And the fact of the matter is, I little by little started to engage in those old habits when I was stressed out, when I was whatever, right? Just anything, any excuse. And the thing about addiction is it isn't just about one setback. It's about precedence, okay? You're telling your brain, because I'm stressed out, I can eat this. And once that happens, you start creating a coping mechanism. And food started to little by little become my coping mechanism again. I would go home from a stressful day. I would order, you know, some food, or I would stop at a fast food place, get fries, get this, get that. And I was, you know, and here's the thing. It's not so much that I'm like saying you can't have bad food here and there. I personally, I'm an 80-20 kind of guy, always have been. I don't believe in specialized diets, but that's for me. That's just me. I'm not saying it can't work for other people. I know people have great success with, like, keto and paleo and veganism and all that. For me personally, a part of it is the fact that my life is just very busy, and I find it very hard to find the time to, you know, prepare a bunch of, you know, prepped meals. So for me, I just say, look, the less garbage I eat, the better. Don't binge eat. Don't eat past a certain time. And if you're going to, make sure it's something light, as like a protein shake, a protein cookie, a yogurt, something like that, a banana, whatever. So that being said, that's what worked for me, right? And I felt fucking great. I never felt like I was depriving myself because, like I said, I was 80-20. Sometimes I would eat fries here and there or have a cream of broccoli soup or some, you know, just stuff like that. Little things here and there, a Kit Kat, something random stuff here and there, just so I wouldn't lose my mind. But what happened was it started becoming like 80-20 in the wrong direction. It started becoming like eating more and more bullshit, very less healthy. And now the crazy thing is I did that for enough time that my body and my mind got used to it again. And now I am in a place where I basically have to I basically have to retrain my mind and my body to be okay with the 80-20 healthy versus unhealthy. And look, everybody's going to have their own opinion about what's best for you and what you think. Look, this is what works for me. This is me ultimately knowing who I am. This is me trying other things. This is me trying to do meal plans and all these things that just, they just don't work for me. I don't stick to them, and I'm not going to beat myself up for it, because the bottom line is I can stick to going to the gym like nobody's business. Like, everybody, like, I'm synonymous with that now. Like, everybody that's been following me for a long time, that's the thing with me. They all know, like, this guy's a fucking machine when it comes to working out. But all that shit, like, all the workouts in the world don't mean shit if you eat shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm living proof of that. I worked out like a psycho for the last 3 years, and I ended up gaining back a ton of weight. And it just goes to show you that that old adage is the truth, man. Like, you can't outrun your fork, you know? And it really is way more about how you eat than how you train. And I'm living proof of that. And for the longest time, I've been just beating myself up over this setback, right? Like, I've been so angry, and I still am. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I still am. I'm still upset because I have to work hard to get back to where I already was. And that's kind of disheartening. It's frustrating. But the thing is that I feel like in this time I learned something about myself. I learned that I am truly an addict. And it doesn't matter how much weight I lose. It doesn't matter how far I get. I'm always going to be an addict. It's always going to be a part of me. So I have to understand that. I have to be okay with that. And sometimes I've gotten mad. I've said, man, this is bullshit. And I sometimes wonder, like, I imagine that an alcoholic probably gets really angry. They probably feel like, God, like, can't I just have one night where I get drunk and it doesn't turn into a fucking 3-week binge shitstorm? I'm sure they have those feelings, because I have those feelings about food. I have the feelings of, like, man, like, I can't just fucking enjoy this without it becoming, like, the norm. Like, I can't just do that. And the answer is, no, you can't. Like, I can't. And at this point in my life, I'm just getting back to a mentality of, like, too fucking bad, bro. Like, okay, this is who you are. And let's be real. Like, there's way worse things you could be. You know, like, we're sitting here and I'm doing the woe is me, cry for me, you know, fucking play me a violin and all that shit. But, like, the bottom line is, there's a hell of a lot worse things I could be saddled with than food addiction. True, it's very hard because I have to eat and food is everywhere, and I spend like 20 to 30 hours of my life doing Uber, so I'm constantly passing food all the time. But look, too fucking bad. I mean, what am I going to do? The alternative is to keep on doing shit the way I've been doing it and then have what? Another heart attack like I did 8-9 years ago that started all this? That's the alternative. The alternative is I have another heart attack, and probably, I don't know if my heart can survive another heart attack. I have no idea. Like, and that's the thing. That's scary to me. That's scary. And a good friend of mine said to me recently, like, it's commendable that you're trying to motivate people and empower people, but you're losing yourself in the process. And what good is all this shit if you're not healthy? Like, what good is all that? And they were right. I mean, it's the truth. When I first started all this, it wasn't about motivation. It was about me. It was about saving my life. And I guess I lost sight of that. Maybe because a part of me likes the adulation. You know, I like knowing people look up to me to some respect, and it's a good feeling, because it's not about, like, it's not about validation or attention, so to speak. It's more like I've been through so much shit in my life, and I've gone through so much pain that for me, it gives the pain a purpose. So it's like, if I can use all this darkness, all this pain to empower other people, then it wasn't for nothing. So it's very much like a Batman approach to what I do. It's not, it's for the world, but it's for me because it's like therapy at the same time, right? Like when Batman fights crime, I know he's a fake character, but hear me out. This is a theory of mine. When Batman fights crime, it's selfish and selfless at the same time. Because yes, he's going out risking his life to help people, but at the same time, he's doing it because his parents were murdered. And this is the only way he knows how to deal with the pain. He's using the pain for something positive. So I always like that approach. Maybe it's not the most healthy approach, but that's the way I've done it. And it worked for a long time. Until my father got sick and then ultimately died and blah, 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 all this other shit that happened that I've been saying for years. And that's really ultimately where I'm at, guys. Like, I'm just tired of fucking talking about this shit. Like, I'm tired of fucking everything being about the setbacks, the setbacks, the setbacks. Like, it's exhausting to me to keep on talking about it. Now, look, I choose what I talk about, man, but, like, I always want to be transparent and real with the people who follow me, but I have to imagine that so many of you guys are just like, all right, man, like, enough is enough. Fucking snap out of it. Enough is enough. Where's the Mario from that we started following in the first place? You know, he's here. I'm here. You know, and it took me a long time to get back to that headspace. Like, I'm here. And the bottom line is, like, this is, I know what works for me. I know what works for me because it worked before. And, you know, I wrote a book called I've Said It All Before, right? And it was about kind of this whole thing, really. It's kind of funny to come back to all this, but, like, it's very much about knowing who you are and understanding that, you know, what works for others might not work for you. And before I finally found success with quitting smoking and losing weight, you know, years ago, I tried everything. I tried specialized diets. I tried cheat meals. I tried, you know, social smoking. I tried not buying them. I'll just have one when I hang out with certain people, or I'll just smoke when I drink, or, you know, so many other things, and none of them worked. Until I said, like, I have too much of an addictive personality to only smoke once in a while. I had to quit cold turkey. No nicotine patch, no nothing. No fucking Chantix, nothing. Cold turkey, and it was hard. But it was the only way to get my mind and body adjusted. When I changed the way I was eating, what I told myself was, you know, you have to eat, for the most part, as strict as possible. But you have to allow yourself little things here and there. Not cheat meals, not cheat days, but cheat treats. If I call it that, like a dog. But like a cheat treat. You know what I'm saying? Like I said earlier, you know, maybe once a week I'll have some fries with my sandwich. Or you know, maybe today I'll have a Snickers every week or two. Not every day, not every other day, but like every here and there. You know what I'm saying? Or this Saturday I'll have some drinks with my friends. Like things like that, where it's like, this way, two things were happening for me. One, I was able to stay consistent as fuck the other days because I felt so damn good without doing that shit all the time that it didn't feel like I was depriving myself of anything, because I felt so good. And I wasn't really depriving myself, because every so often I'd have a cheat treat. I'd be like, oh, cool, boom, let me get some boneless wings or some shit like that. Like, and I wouldn't even buy them. I would, somebody else would have them, and I'd be like, oh, let me get a couple. And that would be it. I would have my healthy meal and maybe take two of their boneless wings. Like, that's an example of how I was before. What happened was cheat treat became cheat meal became cheat day became whole goddamn life was cheating. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that just doesn't work for me. I'm not saying it doesn't work for other people. I'm saying it doesn't work for me. And I've gotten back to that mentality. And I'll be honest, it's hard because I'm training. I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, I feel better than I felt in a long time. Like, no, it's not, this is not going to be easy. It wasn't easy then. It's probably going to be harder now to do this again. But I'm not going out like this, period. Like, I'm not fucking going out like this. I'm not going to lose everything. I'm not going to die like this. I'm not going to fucking throw everything away. And some of you listening are in a similar place right now with, I don't know what, you know, it could be anything, but you're basically at a crossroads. If you keep going one way, your life will end up probably pretty bad, you know, and things are going to get really bad. Or you can go another way, and the other way is harder. It takes sacrifice, it takes effort, it takes work, it takes dedication. Like, look, I'm going to be honest with you guys. Back then, and I'm talking before, you know, when I was like fucking Superman, I didn't give a fuck about how I looked to other people. I didn't give a fuck if I wasn't hanging out with you because I'd rather be at the gym. I didn't give a fuck if I was at a family party and everybody wanted me to eat pasta and I said, no, I got to eat some fucking salad. Deal with it. I started caring what people thought again. And I started feeling bad at family events. I started saying, oh, okay, they're offering me cake. Let me just eat it. And it was bullshit. It wasn't because I felt bad for them. It was because I wanted it. So I was justifying my desire by... I'm getting hyped. I was justifying my desire for the food because I felt like... Oh, I was justifying it with guilt. Oh, I feel bad for, you know, saying no. Or I feel bad for being the odd man out. I feel like I'm, you know, I don't want them to think I'm above them or something. Fuck that, man. This is about my life. This is about my life, man. This is about your life. You hear me? Like, this is about your life. Our lives are at stake. And we're worried about people being offended? We're worried about people not understanding? Whoever doesn't understand can go fuck themselves. That's how I behaved back then. And look, not everybody liked me, but I lost 220 pounds. I was doing 20 to 30 fucking push-ups. I was doing pull-ups. I was running marathons, half marathon, but still. I'm getting verklempt. I'm getting upset because to think that it is frustrating and it should be frustrating. Setbacks should be frustrating to you. You worked hard and now you went backwards. It should be frustrating. You're a human being. You know, so many people try to act like you shouldn't be upset. You shouldn't be frustrated. Yes, you should. It's normal. Who wouldn't be frustrated? It would be like if you went to work every fucking day and they gave you a big raise and promoted you, and then you made one mistake and they knocked you back down to what you were making before. Like, you would be pissed. You'd be like, fuck, man, I worked so hard to get there. Now I'm back where I started. You would be really mad. It's the same thing. Like, it's the same thing. There's nothing wrong with being frustrated about it. Now, what is wrong is letting that frustration continue the vicious cycle. And that's what I was doing. I was punishing myself for punishing myself. And it made no fucking sense what I was doing for the last year. And had, I don't know what you want to call it, an awakening. I have no idea. I just know that I'm not going backwards anymore. And I'm just going to do what I know fucking works. And I'm going to stop chasing all the, you know, I'm just going to do what works, man. And ultimately, all this shit don't matter, man. The podcast, the comics, the fucking motivational speaking, none of this shit matters if I die or I'm unhealthy. And like, this is one last thing I want to stress before I get off this podcast, this episode. It's not about aesthetics, okay? Like, when I post something on social media talking about I'm frustrated because of the weight gain, and people run to the whole, like, oh, you know, you have to love yourself, and you have to self-love, and don't, you know, at any level, at any weight. Like, dude, this is not about that. It's like, God, you guys got to get off this idea that you have to, like, be lovey fucking dovey every second of every day. This isn't about self-love. This isn't about the fact that I think I'm going to be a better person when I'm 50 pounds lighter. Like, it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with feeling. I don't like how I feel. I don't give a fuck. Look, my wife loves me no matter how I look, okay? Like, yeah, I care how I look, but it's not even an aesthetics thing. It's just uncomfort. Like, I don't like feeling uncomfortable. I don't like having to buy bigger clothes. I don't like my pants being tight. Like, I don't like feeling constricted in my car, you know, because I'm a little bit bigger now. Like, I don't like things being harder at work. I don't like things being harder at the gym. I mean, holy shit, the things I used to do so easily are difficult now. And that's all because of the weight gain. So I want you guys to truly understand that not everybody who's posting about being frustrated with weight gain is saying that because of something superficial. And I really want to get that point across to you guys. Like, this is not about looks, okay? It's not about looks. It's about feeling. Feeling my blood pressure's higher, feeling more tired, feeling lethargic, feeling sore, feeling hurt, feeling bloated, feeling heavy. That's what this is about, feeling quality of life, okay? That's got to be first and foremost. The aesthetics and all that other shit will come, man. But like, first and foremost, it has to be about quality of life. And that's what it is for me. And I hope it is for that for you guys too. Because on the flip side of the self-love thing, looking in the mirror and hating what you see is not a good thing either, okay? And I don't look in the mirror and hate what I see. I just look in the mirror and I'm like, fuck, I need to get my shit back on point. That's it. I don't hate it. I'm not like, fuck you, fat Mario. You know what I mean? Like, it's just more of a question of, I just don't feel good like this. So you got to take the necessary steps to make it better. With that being said, I'm going to end this episode. Thank you guys for listening. Please provide feedback and all that good stuff. And remember, if your lungs are still breathing and your heart's still beating, your fight ain't over. Peace.